Okay. Simon Shin Mem Sif Beis. So we're talking about the Malach of Gozes. So we talked about taking off hair, and we spoke about taking off. Mishmar talked about taking off fingernails. So also Lachoch Yabelis Migufa. A person has a wart on the body, and he wants to cut it out. So a person cannot do that on Shabbos. Bein b'yad, bein b'kli, whether he does it by hand or with some instrument. Bein loy, whether he does it to his own body. Bein lach, whether he does it to somebody else. Okay. Mishavur zekot nvov. Filo hi yavesha, doimedes di sporach lebesoif me'atzma. It's already dried out. It's gonna fall off out of its own. Filo hachi also, even so, it's also to take it off. Now, the regards to the difference, I said even if it's Yavesha, it's still Aser. That's regards to Isser. Avalinyan Chiyuva, but to be Chayiv, to bring a Karmen Katas, Eno Chayiv Elen Kein Noitlo, Shi Lacha Ubekli. It's only if a person takes it off when it's still fresh lacha. He takes it off with a kli, otherwise it's considered a shinui. So you combine those two elements together, that's when it's going to be chayiv. Dozu b'chol gozes, that goes again into the malacha of gozes.
So. A shinui would make kinat chayiv.
Right. Now, but who had in the also litlish shard sits and shall or shepershu ksas mel gabi yodai? We have little, what they call hangnails, little pieces of skin, which are shin mem. These little pieces of skin taken off of the body, it all goes into the malach of gozes. Other parts of the body, which are very commonplace, is the skin on a person's lip. Pulling off that skin is gozes. Now, he did point out before over there that a case where the majority of it has come off already. So the Shulchan Aruch mentions that there's a case where it's mutter, and that was if it's the part which is torn off is towards the top, klapi mal. Right. So if it's already the majority is torn off, and it's torn off towards on the upper part of it, so then you'd be allowed to tear off the rest if it bothers you. The yevtzar. The only problem is we brought the machlokes between the Rashi and the Reno Tam, which way is klapi mal? So you say, well, the body is the high is up. So klapi mala means towards the body. Klapi mala means towards the top of the finger. So the result we said over there, since we had some chloikis, and each one, the other one is osur to do. We don't know how to paskin, so but either case ends up being osur. That's what came out over there in the Shabura in Simon Shin Tov Ches. Okay. Ben b'yad, who are then b'shinov, so the same thing will be true, taking off with your teeth. All of these are going to be usher. They're not going to be chayiv. It's considered a shinui, but they're going to be usher to do. Okay. So that's Sif Beis. From Sif Gimel and onwards, he's going to deal with the malacha, or for the next few Sifim. Gimel, Dalet, hey, we're going to deal with the malacha of kosev and mochek, writing and erasing. And then we'll move on to other malachas. But so we finished the malacha of gozes, and now we're going to deal with the malacha of kosev and mochek.
What's the yabelis?
Yabelis is a wart.
What's the hisporeich?
It's starting to come apart, drying out. going to fall off by itself.
What was Shinoi? Make him that high?
Mm-hmm.
What was the Shinoi that made him
by hand or by the teeth?
Pulled. No.
Okay.
With his hand or by his teeth?
Yeah.
It would still be awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Would he be allowed to pull it out with his hand?
No.
With his teeth?
It's awesome. Okay, so now, what's interesting over here, we start with the melacha of milchik, as opposed to the melacha of kosev. We would have expected you to, you know, logical
order. Start tonight at Sif Beis.
Yeah. So you start with kosev, and then you go to milchik, but apparently the Shulchan Aruch is going to start with milchik, and then go to kosev. So the melacha of milchik is one of the Lama Tes melachas, and the Mishnah says that the milchik, the melacha of kosev to be chayiv is a person writes two letters, and erasing is chayiv if he erases enough to write two letters. And he does it for that purpose. See, why don't you move over just a little bit this way, so John can see.
How is the Mishnah saying kosev first or mochek first?
It says kosev first. So it says, amochek amonas lithov shtei osius. So what, now it doesn't say what you're erasing. So we of course, we assume it means you're erasing letters. What about if you have an ink blotch which fell on, and you want to erase it to put letters there? So that's also merchik. Because you're erasing something which is there in order to put two letters there. So merchik, the yosh ala klaf. A person's going to erase ink which is on the parchment.
Lavdafka letters.
Lavdafka letters. I mean, kal v'chomer if you erase letters, but even if you don't erase letters, but the fact is you're taking this blockage away to allow you to write is also called the melacha milchik. Oh, shai v'shal pinchas. So the case of shai v'shal pinchas is, if you remember from your childhood reading stories about the one-room schoolhouses, you know, they would use a wax stylus, right? I mean, you would have a tablet which had wax on it, and you would use this blunt edge thing to write letters in it, and then you would smooth it out again and write letters on it again. So it was the first reusable type of a tablet. So if a person would now, whatever was on there, he wants to smooth out the wax so he can then write on it again. That's also called moichik. So he does it. If the space that you have erased is large enough to write two letters in that space, he's going to be chayiv. Now, Mishmur points out, we have a rule that katzi shir is also min haTorah. So even though the chiyuv is only if you make space for two letters, but chatzi shir, which is part of the so that's the shir for chiyuv. That's the amount that you need for chiyuv. But we have a rule we pass in chatzi shir in the Torah. So even if you would be meichik enough to write one letter, that's going to be enough to be usher. Because chatzi shir is usher, it's not chayiv, but it's usher. Okay, that's the first thing over here. Now, of course, one thing which you need to explain is, so, I mean, when you're saying that it's enough to write the letters, we didn't discuss that he was doing it for that purpose. So, Mishnah Berurah will discuss the issue of purpose. And once you discuss the issue of purpose, you discuss the next issue of the size of the letters. You know, so, you know, I have a little piece of the yellow, so it's almost has one letter. I mean, well, I can make my letters very, very small. I can do micrography. Like, what is it? The sheer of the size of which is Roy to write two letters doesn't make any sense. But once you understand that the point over here, and you're planning to do that, so it will be defined based on the size of the letters that you want to do. Right? So if I'm planning to write letters this big, and write enough space to write letters that big, so I wouldn't make value. I can write small letters, but that wasn't my plan. But until you understand that the point is that there's a intent purpose for writing purposes, so then the shear of the size of an ois is an irrelevant shear. Okay.
Why?
Because I could always just make my letters smaller. There's always room for two letters. Just very small letters. and erase even a smaller piece, so I could write even smaller letters than that. I can write, you know, the people could write micrography. They, you know, they, it's called, you can write like very, very, very tiny letters. You know? So I wrote two letters. There's always enough room to write two letters. Unless, you know, you're talking about that. Okay. How'd it go up?
So what's you'd always be chayiv for the array?
No, because the answer is you're only chayiv if you're doing it with intent to write. So you're planning to write something, means you plan to write a certain size. So it would be dependent on the size that you're planning to write. Okay. How'd it go up? Comes the Ramon, adds a new case. It's not arguing. It's
just, it wasn't dependent on having intent to write.
So then what the size would become a very difficult understanding. How you wouldn't be able to understand size.
Two osios is the shear for one chiyuv.
So if
he did four osios, he'd be chayiv on two.
Well, that's a general question. A person does the malacha on Shabbos, he does the shear twice. Is he chayiv two chatos and one chatos? So the general, if he did not realize his mistake in between, we look at all of this. So that's the rule of any one of the chatos. The person eats chayiv, the person eats dam. If he did not become aware of the fact that he did the veir in between, does it again, it's only one chatos. If he became aware, it's two separate chatos. Hagot. Also the shabba ugo, shekosav alea, kimin oisius. You can't take an ugo, because it's a cake, which are written on the cake are letters. So you can't break the cake. Well, your intent is obviously not to break the letters, your intent is to eat. But the Havi Moichik, the Mordechai says, that still goes under the. But the reality is that you're breaking these letters. So you're breaking the letters, you're doing the Malacha Moichik. Now we'll see in the Shabura that he's going to modify this Halacha and make it a little bit more Mutu. Okay, you know, as the Ramah reads, it sounds like it's, you know, pretty across the board also. Okay, a lot of Mishabura over here. Let's see the Mishabura. It's a cotton test. So here he's erasing an ink blot. Obviously, if he would erase the actual letters, which are written, let's say, improperly, and he wants to correct them, to replace them with two other letters. This is obviously the chayv. That's mamash the av malacha, is erasing letters. The language over here sounds like he's saying that this is not the ikar av malacha. What he means, it's a tolder. He means it's, you know, the av malacha, but you know, not exactly. Doesn't make too much of a difference for us, but. In other words, what the Amalach of the Mishkan was, where was the writing in the Mishkan? The writing in the Mishkan, the Gemara says that each Keresh was put in a certain place, so it has certain schus. This Keresh had the schus to be placed in the area of the Kaddish Kedoshim. It's not proper to demote it. You can't move it down. This Keresh had the schus to be placed immediately adjacent to the Kaddish Kedoshim, not exactly in it, but adjacent to it. So again, it has a right to be. So that being done, they would make markings to keep their Kedoshim in place. They would pair the Kedoshim together, so that, you know, that they put an end of this Kedosh a letter, end of this Kedosh a letter, and they would know these two Kedoshim go together, and they put the same letter. So put an Aleph, Beis, whatever it was, and as they would know. So that was the system. So there was always two letters involved, because the idea was making a pair, and it was letters. Well, sometimes they wrote the wrong letter, so they would erase to be able to do that. That was the av malach.
I have a question that for the Kedoshim, they did it one time when they paired them up, and until they were worn out or broken, they would leave them there. No?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So just the initial writing of it. If you messed up, then you would.
Correct.
Okay.
What did you say about Alice?
What do you think? That's a wart.
Wart.
Shelaklav. So the case over here was you have the ink on the parchment. Now, Bismanam Shahir Gilam Litzabala Klav, that was common for them to write on klav. But the truth is, who didn't cook? It's not limited to klav. It could be in any writing a paper will be the same thing. Any writing surface. Kamashi to the Kamali, like he will talk about later on, writing on cakes, racing cakes. Even in wood, in the Mishkan, they wrote on the wood of the krushim, or they wrote actually on the metal which covered the wood, but they wrote on the krushim. Now, V'ayin Rebir Locha Shabiyarno the Hamachaber Mari Shaloi Bim Kaimo Esius. The ink spot, there were no letters there. Yet. There was no letters there. In other words, it wasn't the case where you had the ink, you already had a page written, and the ink spilled onto the page, and then you have the ink covering over letters which are really there already. It's not the case. The case is that there was an empty spot where some ink landed, and you're erasing it in order to get to the to have usable surface underneath. But now we do need to discuss, so how does it work when you have a case where the ink falls onto written letters? So now what happens over there? Now, Weinerbach, to who had then the Eshli Zoyer, Kishanarfo Dio Ala Osius, ink falls where the letters are. Ashenotef Shava, or sometimes when they use wax candles, sometimes the wax from the candles would fall into the sefer. So you have a situation where that you had a letter there, and now I'm removing the covering of the letter. So that's a new issue over here. The case we're discussing over here, there was empty parchment, except for the fact that there was an ink blotch on it. And I'm erasing that and to be able to write right there. So what I'm doing is I'm freeing up empty parchments. But I'm doing it for the purpose of writing. What about if the parchment already is written on, and there's a covering on it, I'm removing the covering, so now I can read the letters. How do we look at that? In other words, is that considered something which is, just removing it, taking off a lid, I didn't do anything at all. Or since I couldn't read it as such, so in a certain sense, there's an element of ksiva in the act of removing the covering, because that's what allows me to read the letters. He says you have to be careful when the yo falls on the letters, or you don't have or wax. You should not erase this tishtush. We'll call it blockage. Tishus means that which is making them the letters not recognizable. By erasing, you made the letters visible again. So now that's equivalent. The Bach says that's equivalent to writing. You bechayiv, even you didn't write a letter at all. In other words, it's chai because of kosev. Now, the truth is, the Bach actually says that the chiyuv over here is because of moichik. Because this is a mechika which accomplishes, making the osius available right away. The Bir Aloha is going to ask, why don't you say you're chayiv for kosev? If you tell me it's like bechika, which results in a ksiva, just tell me you're chayiv for a ksiva. Let me tell you chayiv for both. But don't tell me you're chayiv for mechika, because it's a mechika which generates a ksiva. Al Kabbalah, that's what he says. Via Ola Shabbos, Vataz, Vaya Rabba. It's called this Bach is quoted by all these Acharonim. Vagam and Magan of Rom. Also, no, I skipped.
It's not Mechik Alidei I mean, Amanas Lichtov. Looks.
So
revealing is called Ksiva.
So it's saying, I'm doing Macha Mechika, right? I'm doing Mechika in order to generate a letter. So most cases, I do Mechika to generate a letter because I do Mechika, and I replace the write on, and I write on, right? Over here, I'm doing Mechika, and I'm generating a letter immediately.
The
Reisa. It's the Reisa. Now, I feel in Hoyatishus Alois Echod, if this obscuring, probably a good word, Tishus would be obscuring, and was only on one letter. So still, Yesh Yisrael, you should be careful. The Yesh Yisrael Al-Kaponim, even though it's not Chayiv, still Usr. We said one, Mechika for one, to generate one letter is Chayiv. Mechika to generate one letter is Usr. So it's not Chayiv, you need two letters to be Chayiv, but it's Usr.
Was this applied to non congealing items like sand? Let's see if something covering a Sefer Torah on Shabbos.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Okay. So you have wax, you have taiva, which is tallow, which is the chalev, which is tallow. So that falls on the sefer, taking it off, it's considered mechika.
What is netivas
chalev? Netivas is dripping. Chalev was tallow. Tallow was the fat in the animal. The chalev was the fat in the animal, which is also you can make a candle out of it. And that's called tallow. It's a tallow candle. T-A-L-L-O-W. It's a type of a candle made out of fat, as opposed to out of wood.
So if the fat congealed?
Uh-huh. And they process it. So now it's covering the letter, so that's considered that the letter is no longer there. And now when you're doing mechika, you're making the letter visible again, and it's called that you've done an act of mechika. It's on Shabbos, and he notices that one of the letters of one of the words, there's a covering of wax or of chalev.
Water
of chalev, of
wax,
covering
wax.
Right. So you can't take it off of Shabbos. You can't remove the shiver of the chalev on Shabbos. You do not take out a new sefer Torah. Because at table balpet, you read that word or that letter. Type of thing, actually, it's a word in a situation. You'll read that word, bal peh, without reading it inside, you do bal peh. That's the people got him, because of Kayotim, Hukus, Kriyas, Sotera. However, there are come cause of Dimimsa, Cain, Ben Gavra, the Gavra. Yeshahutia, Keris, Imanois, is in the Quran. If you can't see the letters, you should exchange them for different Sefer Torah, if it's between Elias. They talked to the Elvis, Imanom, Bez, Bir, Locha, Ainshu. So that the Prima Gadim and the Chayadim say that we don't deal with it as if the letter's not there at all. So the letter's there. So the Sefer is kosher. We deal with it as if there's something on top of it just blocking it. So the Sefer is kosher because the letter is still there. Now you have a new problem. But I need to read from the Sefer Torah. So in other words, I have two problems when I read from the Sefer. Two requirements. I need to read from a kosher Sefer. And I need to read from the kosher Sefer. So I've addressed the kosher Sefer problem. Because the letter is considered there, he says, we consider the letter being there. But I'm still not reading it because it's not visible. So the answer is read about that. So, in other words, if I don't solve the first problem, the problem isn't this word, the problem is every single word in the whole Sefer. If it's missing a word, it's not a kosher Sefer. No, it's not missing the word, the word's still there. So the sefer is kosher. So the word before is good. The word after, this word I can't read. So read about that. Also, tirchli tzibur. We're not matriach to go get another sefer. So he says, therefore, between gavra and gavra, which already anyway people are waiting for the misha beros, etc. So why not switch?
So reading bal peh is an esur d'rabanan?
Reading bal peh, you find there's a Mishnah in Yuma. Mishnah in Yuma says that the Kohen Gadol, he would read on Yom Kippur. So he would read. You know, we just read the parsha of Achrei Mos. The Kohen Gadol that would read actually three parshias. He would read Achrei Mos, then he would read Amor, then he would read Pinchas. But in order not to make a tirch of the tzibur, they would roll. They wanted to use specifically the Sefer Azorah, which was the Sefer from Amshad, from Ezra, in the hands of Ezra Sefer. So
Sefer Hazorah.
Sefer Hazorah. Sefer of Azorah. So. Well, it was called Sefer. It wasn't Sefer. It's written, you know. The reason it was called the Sefer of Ezra, not Hazorah, Sefer of Ezra. So they would read Achrei Mos, and they used to have the Matargim translated. So while the Matargim was translating the last pasuk, you only give one pasuk at a time to translate. So you'd roll quickly to Parshas Emor. Then after Emor, they would roll up the Sefer Torah. The Mishnah says the Kohen would put it in his chayk, and say he would announce that what I'm saying right now, he's going to say bal peh, it's written here, just we don't want to make you wait. So he would read the Parsha's Pinchas bal peh. So in other words, apparently I'll go to Tircha de Tzibur, because now we're matter the Isra of reading Tarshim Iksav bal peh. So that's what the Derech Chaim is saying. He's saying that so in the middle of the Leah, we were not... If there's a psul in the sefer is possible. So you have a problem in every single word here. So that you got to. So there are halachas. What do you do in that situation when you stop, etc. But over here, the sefer is kosher. The only problem is the tirchus we're reading. So read bal peh without that word bal peh.
So how does the Bach right above this compare to what's said here? Because
So. Now the chur, it seems to be, you know, it's a steer min egubay, you know, the two pieces of mishabur back to back don't make any sense. If you're telling me the sefer Torah is kosher, it means i.e. the word is still there, means the letters are still there, then you can't tell me in the same breath that when you erase the what's on top of it, you're called that you're erasing the manas lichtav. I'm going to say that because you're generating a letter. There's no letter. The letter was there the whole time. Right. So Pasha's, the chilik is like this. The case of the Bach's case was, now, the Bach says Diyo and Shava. And we're going to differentiate between Diyo and Shava. When ink lands on top of ink, you don't have a letter anymore. You've lost Tzuras Ois. When wax lands on top of ink, so the letter's there, and there's wax on top of it. It's two separate. It's a covering. Ink on top of ink is not a covering, but basically it all joins into one, and you have now, instead of having a letter, you have a blotch of ink. So when you remove the blotch of ink on top, basically what you're creating is a letter.
A blotch of wax.
But if you take away the ink, if you take away the wax, we're saying that the case where you had the problem was there was wax which landed on the sefer, or the chaylev. We look at it as if it's a covering on top of it. I mean, the letter is still there, but this covering is blocking it. So the sefer is kosher because the letter is still there. And the Bir Loch actually brings the long Bir Loch, and the Bir Loch actually brings it to those who argue on the Bach and say that removing the case of Shava, or the Bach says by Shava also, it's also called, that's an act of Mechika. So that he brings something. Shlosh Yaakov disagreed with that and said that Shava is different. It's not the same thing as the which means the Bach, he disagrees and says the Bach is wrong to equate the case of wax to the case of the
so assuming the wax is not, you can't see through the wax. Otherwise, it would be no problem.
Now, in the case has to be you can't see through, otherwise you have no problem at all. So the Bir Halacha suggests the following answer. Instead of their difference between Shava and the Yo, he says, even though we're allowing you to read Baal Peh, that's only because of the circumstance, but generally you should not be using the Sefer, which has its covering. So even though it's not Mechagal Manas Lichtoiv, because it's Kosev already, but it's Mechagal Manas Lasake, because you've created a tikkun over here. We've created, by removing the covering, you've generated a sefer which you're allowed to use the chachila, which you didn't have until you remove it. So he introduces the discussion in the Bir Halacha is, if you have a case that was the moichik, which is not amanas lichtoiv, because it's kosev already, it's already written, you're not really writing anything new, but you're creating a tikkun through your mechika, is that considered a malacha mechika or not? So this is a discussion in the Rishonim, because the Mishnah says Amoicha Amanas Lichtev. We discussed this once before, if I recall correctly. Whereas if you go through the Mishnah, the Lamed has Malachas, and some of the Malachas, it just says the Malach. Some of the Malachas, it says not only the Malach, it says the Shir. Right. It doesn't say that the chiyuv for the malacha of kurtzer is a kagurgus. A person reaps a half a kagurgus, not chayav a korban. Kagurgus is chayav. It doesn't say kagurgus in the Mishnah. It says a kaiser stay oisius. Tell me the malacha is kaiser, and the shear of chiyuv is to oisius. The malacha is kurtzer, and the shear of chiyuv is kagurgus. No. There doesn't say, here does. So that's one issue which they grapple with. Why, by these malachas, doesn't mention them? And then it discusses by Kareya, it says Kareya Manas Litvor. It tells you that Kareya is Chayiv only if it's doing it with intent to sow. Hamoichich Amanas Litvor. When it gets to Soyser, wrong. One second. There we go. Perfect. And what come on us lichtav? Come on us lit for. Habayner has soys. Didn't say soys. Come on us livnois. So, I mean, what's the point? You're not chayiv, it's a makalko. Because makalko is not chayiv. Good, so. The same way you want to tell me, machika is dumb, erasing something. That's No. It's for a tikkun. So tell me, says amanas lichtoiv. Says amanas livnois. Ha makabe. So the more says before makabe, when he puts me out, says, you're doing an amanas that should be, it burn better the next time. Amanas lahavir. So why some yes and some no? Whereas why does some of the malachas it says al amanas, so it doesn't say al amanas. So Tosafot over there raises the question. It says yesh lain in a case where it wouldn't be amanas lichtoiv, but it'll be amanas lesakein ayichayv. Whereas maybe it's specifically lichtoiv. That's why the Mishnah stressed it. Whereas soiser, the eker thing it should be a tikkun. So if I do a soiser which is a tikkun, not by doing it, I'd be able to rebuild there, but because let's say there was something there which was damaging everybody, was in the way. So by destroying it, I'm removing it, I made a tikkun. Right, so am I chayav or not? So the Mishnah seems to read that if this is the pshat, by these, you need to have. Moichik is only chayav, it's almanas lichtoiv. Kareh is only chayav, it's almanas litvor. The Bir Halacha Shita is by both of them, that's not true. Amanas Tisaken is enough. You have to answer the question why it says it in the Mishnah differently. Why it says it. This is actually a Shalom. Let me show them. We'll see later on in Shin Mem regards to the Malach of Kareya. He says, Kareya Amanas Tisaken is Chayiv. Now that has a tremendous amount of applications. You're in Kareya, not taking something, you're tearing something open because you want to get the contents. That's a tikkun. But it's not almanas to put it back together again. So it generates. So he says something over here that moichik almanas the sakin is chayiv. So therefore, It's true that it's considered there's something wrong with the letters are still there. That's why the sefer is kosher. And therefore, I don't have to replace the sefer. But since I'm not supposed to read it as such, just except for this, but we have a case where I'm there already, just keep reading. But otherwise, I can't read it halachically as such. So I shouldn't be taking out such a sefer Torah. So when I remove it, I'm fixing up the sefer Torah. So it's a manas, it's not manas l'sak. That's the real answer to the question. Awesome. Yeah? So the Rechaim says that if the whole point is tircha, so if you find Megavra Legavra, so you bring a different one out. And similarly, the Pasha, which should come according to what he's saying, is, I mean, you finish this Aliyah, but then when you finish the Aliyah, so you stop, and you, now you're Ben Gavra Legavra, so go, now you go switch to Sefer Torah.
Can we read the missing part?
What?
Reread the part
covered
in wax?
So we'll read, well, saying you read the part covered in wax, Balpeh, because of the Tirch of the Tzibur, which is based on the concept of the Mishnah Yuma, that the Tirch of the Tzibur allows you to read Balpeh under those circumstances. But
you don't have to go back, though.
You don't have to go back. No,
you don't
have
right, to go back to the
right, that's right. But
the evidence, right?
Correct. Let's do one more shavur. Shavur shalav Pinchas. So what was that? Hainu shir darkim oyel tuch. That dape Pinchas say they would have Pinchas as a ledger. So, you know, it's a tablet, and they would smear it with bishava, with wax. Okay, there's shem alav. And you would make impressions. You would write right inside of the wax. Imnofel ezatishu shayva al adaf. So maybe some extra wax fell on top. Umochak hashayva hal yerna kadesh yuchol lirshem al hashayva kedarkoi. So even if you're taking off this extra wax which fell on top, and you're smoothing it out, or you're removing it to be able to write regularly on the tablet, so all those would be considered an act of moichik, and you'd be chayv.